Unit 3. Page 33. Exercises 3 and 4. 1.
Okay, welcome to Ronnie's Reviews. Today I want to talk about the loop. As you can see, this is an activity tracker and, well, it's okay, I suppose, if you've got $300 to spend on this kind of device. The best thing about it is the design, I guess. But though it's great to look at, I'm not too happy about the weight. It's really heavy, so this isn't great if you are a runner. It's great that it's waterproof, but again, it's very big for swimmers, I think. So all in all, it's okay to wear like a watch in town, but not ideal for sports.
2.
Hi everyone, this is Jen, and today I am reviewing the Zoom 3 activity tracker. This looks super cool and it comes in 3 colours. It's great if you want something cheap and basic. Sadly, I can't recommend this device for swimmers because it's not waterproof. But other than that, it's fantastic. All in all, if you want something basic and good value, then this is the one for you.
3.
Hi there, folks. Today we are reviewing the Pacesetter Activity Tracker, which is on sale right now at $160. That's a great value since it has a lot of the same things as the more expensive trackers like text alerts and GPS. What I really like about this one is that you can use it to play music, so you don't need to carry your phone with you when you run or exercise. Its battery life isn't the best, but it isn't bad either, so I can really recommend this to everyone.